spent a large part of our life making wrong choices. Now, a wise man suffers much less than a fool. Proverbs 18, 6 and 7. I'm going to talk to you for a minute about our words. A self-confident fool's lips bring contention, and his mouth invites a beating.
Everyone will go through hard times in life, but God works good out of everything if we trust Him. Today, we're offering Unshakable Trust for a gift of any amount. In this book, Joyce encourages readers to believe that regardless of the past, God has a great plan in store for our future. Request your copy now at joycemeyer.org or call toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Your gift today and your partnership with Joyce Meyer Ministries allows us to share the love of Christ around the world. Thank you for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Have a blessed day.
Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with Grace.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane's certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
All right, Karen, we took a little break out of prayer and share there to bring in Joyce Meyer.
Yeah.
And also we had a nice conversation with Jim Sunderworth this morning.
Yeah, yeah, just beautiful. Like I had mentioned to you, that it's so amazing to hear or to see God from a different perspective when
yes.
somebody else prays. And when Jim prayed that second time, like I just had this picture of just the heavens just wide
opening
open.
Up. Yep.
And just the praise springing forth like he had talked about in Psalm 34.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. That's a great psalm, and we just need to stick to that all day today. And the only thing, I failed to record that because I really want to start recording those guests that we have in the morning and mm-hmm. replay it, you know, during the day.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times that's really good stuff, and it's kind of like a prophetic word.
It is, really.
You know, prophetic prayer that's being spoken. So that's a real blessing. So, Jim, thank you so much for joining us today, lifting our hearts, and getting us into our Monday morning. Well, as you know, this is Prayer and Share. Two times a year we come to you, and we ask you to prayerfully consider making a donation to cover the operational cost of this ministry. And so this is the listener's share of operational expense. So for the next 6 months, we tell you exactly what it is. We make a request known, and we have a $225,000 operational expense for the next 6 months from our listeners. And so we are coming to you, asking you to prayerfully make a generous donation this morning. And so let's get those phones ringing. Phone lines are open right now.
Yes, and that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
And, you know, we normally are giving out our webpage and such forth, but we are still having some difficulty with that because of some storm damage up at our home office in Cocoa. However, you can call us right here, and if you do not have the resources to make that donation this morning, you could make a pledge.
Yes, you can, and that's simply a promise to send the money when you have it. And you can call in 772-221-1100 and say, I want to make a pledge of X number of dollars, and we will send you a letter thanking you for that future gift and return envelope. And then when you have that money, as God provides, then you can send it or call in with a bank card. But either way, it's up to you. It's between you and God. And it's totally a faith commitment. But you heard God. How many times have you heard God, Jonathan, and say, do something, get it started, but you don't have all the resources you need.
That's like every time.
Every time.
I mean, it seems that way, David. Probably is not actually that way, because many times God does say, what do you have in your hand? And so tithing is like that. What do you have in your hand? You know, and giving many times to the Lord is what you have. But in the faith realm, I don't know of any of the disciples that walked on water other than Peter. And often when we think about Peter walking on the water, what I hear people talk about is him sinking.
Yeah, yes.
But the fact is, he walked on the water.
He walked
on the water. And so he was physically in the natural realm experiencing a God miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a disciple. He's experiencing a God miracle, but it's because he got out of the boat.
That's right.
And the other disciples, and maybe disciples listening today, you know, it's sometimes easier for us to see somebody sinking, you know, once they're out there. But I do believe that that God calls us to stretch our faith and go beyond our physical boundaries, our natural boundaries, because God desires to do things in our lives that are big enough that everybody knows we couldn't do them. That only God could accomplish that.
You know, yeah. You know, just God did something to me. I just want to jump in because this is, you just reminded me of an experience. We talk about the widow's mite. That's a very, I mean, what pastor has never preached on that?
Yeah.
You know, when it comes time for giving.
Sure.
But it goes beyond that because it's talking about the extent of faith. It's talking about a woman, and she really lived. I mean, she was a Jesus star. Nobody made this up. She was a real person. She gave everything she had, you know, to put in. Now, the temple people, I'm sure they sneered at it, you know. But Jesus knew what it meant. And here's the thing. Several years ago, we've never had, but thank God, we never had a lot of money in reserve.
Yeah.
That's always been. But even so, one time we had several thousand dollars in savings. And our bankers looked at it and said, what happened to the francoeur? You know, what happened? But anyway, the Lord was still dealing with me on this. And I was doing the books one day, and the Lord said, I was looking at the savings. He said, you know, what would happen if you lost all of that? Well, I cringed at that thought. I didn't know, because I didn't know it was him at that time. But as it turned out, in the next 6 months, all of that went away. And me personally, at that time, I was devastated until the Lord said, you know, you have got to trust me.
Right.
You know, I was a pastor. You know, I've been walking with the Lord for maybe 15 years at that point. He said, you've got to learn to trust me, because if you don't exhibit that in your life, you're not communicating that to the people I've sent you to.
Right.
Well, that really got me. But the point is that now I see that very differently. See, the widow's mite is, on top of that, is God's promise to me.
Yes.
As he made to that widow and to me, and if he made it to her and to me, guess what? He made it to everybody else.
For all of us.
For all of us. Live into that. Embrace that. Step, you know, faith is a risky business, but it is certainly an exciting risk.
Amen.
That's already been covered by the grace of God.
And this is in the realm of God's sovereign plans and purposes in our life, to not only meet our need, but to use us as a conduit to minister to other people. And I like the revelation in that passage that God had prepared her.
Yes.
Before the prophet ever showed up, God had prepared her. And she obviously did not understand that preparation. But she's like, I only have enough, you know, for one more meal.
Yeah.
But God had prepared her. And so I see in my life where God actually gives you the measure of faith that you need for the journey that he allows you to be on today.
Amen.
So, you know, just knowing our Father has put boundaries up that the enemy doesn't have authority to just trespass on God's property. And so God is sovereign. God has a plan in our life. God is giving us a measure of faith to operate in that realm of development. So we're wrestling. There's arrows being shot at us, but in the process of that, God is growing us up, and so we are being blessed by the work in our life, and yet we're a blessing to other people as well. And so God really does that, and that's an awesome thing. Dave, that's great that you shared that, because I believe for all of us and our listeners, in regards to giving, we go through seasons where we may have plenty or we may have a need. And so God has a plan in both seasons.
Amen. Always.
To meet our needs in both seasons.
Amen.
All right. So the phone number is 772-221-1100. Your gift today will go to the operational expenses of this ministry. And as your local church receives offerings to pay for facilities and light bills and all those kinds of things, staff insurance and all the different things that have to happen when you have any kind of a facility and you have any kind of a ministry. We have those, and just like your local church, we are 501c3, so your donations are tax deductible. We give you a receipt that's recognized. And so that is one aspect of the giving, but really it comes from the heart where God directs us to give. And so I want to encourage you today to give as God directs you. Some of you have never given to Christian Radio, and you're listening this morning, and maybe God is prompting your heart to make that call. And so when you make the call, if you want to make a pledge, you can tell us, I plan, as God provides, to give $50, $100, whatever God says, maybe $1,000 or more. But this would be over 6 months, and so it's a six-month period of time. And we do have people that will call us and say, you know, I'm late. I'm sorry I'm late. Well, maybe you feel like you're late, but maybe it's God's on-time gift, because we always say, you give when God provides. When God provides you, you give. So that number again, 772-221-1100. Now, we do have people that like to give to matching funds, and there's a reason for that, because if you give $100, it's actually going to bring $200 into our operational budget today.
Right.
And in order for that to happen, there has to be someone that puts up that other $100. So you bring in $100, and someone else puts up $100. So at the end of that matching funds, once we've matched it up, we're able to bring in the $200. And so this morning, since we are in week two, Karen.
Yes.
We're not in week one. Mm-hmm. We lost days with prayer and share. And so normally we would have already been way beyond where we are today. Mm-hmm. And normally what we would do is take some time with our ministry partners and our business partners and spread it out over the 2 weeks and just bring in their partnership. Since we do not have 2 weeks to do that, and we're in the home run now. Week two, we're in the home run. And God could fully fund this budget before Friday. We don't even have to go through Friday. This could be fully funded. I believe it could be fully funded today. And so it's kind of an all-in for us in regards to our partnership with business and ministry. And I haven't heard even from all of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have a guarantee that all of these partnerships are going to continue. Mm-hmm. But by faith, I'm just putting them in, and I'm going to bring in all of their resources and make it a matching fund this morning. And this needs to be matched up before lunchtime. We need to match it up, or by lunchtime, I should say. It's right now 8 o'clock, and we want to play some other programs. And so this is a $15,042 matching fund coming from all of our partners to match up with them. Will you be a partner with our ministry and business partners in raising the operational budget? That's what they do. They come alongside of us. They bring their resources in. And now we need the listeners to come alongside of them. And so $15,042, we need to match this up by lunchtime today. And so we are looking for your call. And that number is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And let us know what the Lord has put on your heart. Now, I came in yesterday. I don't normally come into the radio station on Sunday, but there was work to be done to get ready for this morning. So I came in, and I found a donation from Leonard, and it's a $150 donation. That's all going to be matching funds. I'm going to add that in. And we have a donation coming